My name's John Elliott, and this is a podcast from the Insights in Jazz series, www.dropback.co.uk.
Hello. This week's podcast is the second part of the podcasts about the Tafur and Back family of bricks. Now, just to briefly recap, the Tafur and Back family of bricks is about starting at home in the home key, briefly modulating to 4, and then finding various ways of coming back to 1 straight away. So it's a brief sequence of chords, and the different ways of coming back from 4 to 1 are what make up the family of bricks. Each comes back in a different way. Now, it's interesting to note the fact that you go to key 4, and in a major key, chord 4 is the only other chord apart from chord 1, which is a major 7th chord. Going to key 4 and coming back, it ends up actually being a way of confirming the key that we're in, key 1. That might help to explain why it's used so often in American songbook standards. So last time in part 1, we talked about the Tafur and Yak, because that's the most commonly occurring member of this family. The ones I want to talk about today are the Tafur and Back itself. This one doesn't have its own special name. It's the one that Conrad first used in his Lego Harmony book. It's the name that he used for the one that uses sharp 4 diminished for coming back. I want to talk about that in this podcast, and I also want to talk about the very closely related 2 and Back that I named in my book, and we'll talk about that later. So the Tafur and Back brick starts off at home. It does a bootstrap cadence to 4. And then it uses the sharp 4 diminished chord to come back to chord 1, which is actually often with a bass of 5, 1 over 5. Just to give you a smooth bass line going from 4 to sharp 4 to the bass note of 5 underneath the tonic chord 1. Now, this form of Tafur and Back is very commonly found. We probably all are familiar with it from the 12-bar blues sequence. If you look on page 93 in my book, there are various 12-bar blues sequences given. There are pretty much endless variants that you can do on the 12-bar sequence, but probably the most commonly used chords are the ones that I give first, and this includes a Tafur and Back with the sharp 4 diminished as the way coming back. The Tafur and Back is also often used for marking time. When you get to the end of a line, get to the end of a section in a song, and you're on chord 1, you often do a turnaround, but you also often do a very brief Tafur and Back. You'll see this in songs such in my book, such as Easy Living, Making Whoopee, Georgia, and Willow Weep for Me. So songs that contain the Tafur and Back that are in the book include Nobody Else But Me, and this is a really interesting example because this song changes key at the end of the A section and drops by a semitone, and then it confirms the new key by doing a Tafur and Back. Other songs that use the Tafur and Back include Red Sails in the Sunset. Thank you. Lady Be Good. Someday My Prince Will Come. Danny Boy, You Go to My Head. There are lots and lots of examples that you'll find both in the book and standards that are not in the book as well. So the next thing I wanted to talk about is we talked about chaining of to four and yaks in the previous podcast. It's equally common to see chaining of to four and backs. If you look in the bridges of songs like Blue and Sentimental, Solitude and Paper Moon, these all do two or more to four and backs in a row. Now there's a closely related thing. We've already talked about the marking, the idea of marking time. If you're probably aware of typical Count Basie arrangements where the introduction to the song might sound like this on the piano. And what's going on here is that essentially it's the same as the marking time chords that we talked about, where you're going between chord one and chord four and coming back and just oscillating between the two using that diminished chord. And it's also the effect which is used in the cliched Count Basie ending. And I wanted to talk next about how what I call the two and back actually relates really closely to the classic four and back with the sharp four diminished. The reason that these progressions are so similar is that the chords have very many tones in common inside them. So the to four and back sounds like this. And the two and back sounds like this. So in the key of C, the four and back would have the chords F major 7, F sharp diminished, C major 7, and the two and back would have the chords D minor 7, D sharp diminished, and C major 7 over E, or E minor 7, as we know that 3 minor 7 often substitutes for 1 major 7. So comparing these two bricks, you'll see that the F major 7 has many notes in common with the D minor 7. The F sharp diminished is the same chord as the D sharp diminished. And the C major 7, or C major 7 over G that you see at the end of the four and back, obviously is the same chord as C major 7 over E, or the E minor 7. So effectively these progressions are the same, and you can substitute them many times if the melody allows, and you will see them often substituted. For example, some books take the song The Preacher by Horace Silver, that has a classic to four and back in it, and some books write it as a to four and back, and some books write it as a to and back. So songs that have the to and back in them include Our Delight, Slow Boat to China, and Danny Boy with the Bill Evans changes. So I hope that's useful. It's basically just been rounding up the to form back family information. I wanted to give a kind of a meta view of what's going on with family of bricks. Basically what's happening is we're starting on a tonic family chord, so either chord 1 or chord 3, and we're moving to a subdominant family chord, so either chord 2 or chord 4, and then we're finding a way to come back to a tonic family chord, either chord 1 or chord 3 minor. So that's the meta view of what's going on here, and it kind of helps to explain why the 2 and back can substitute the 4 and back. So that's it. Hope that's useful.
My name is John Elliott. I'm the author of Insights in Jazz, which is available from www.dropback.co.uk. If you've got any questions you'd like to ask about the podcast or the method in the book or any suggestions you'd like to make for future podcasts, then please contact me by emailing me at john@dropback.co.uk. If you found this podcast useful and you'd like to leave a tip, then you can visit the website where there's a PayPal donate button. Thanks for listening.